So what age were you when you came to Tamatin?
About four.
Hmm.
And
so your earliest memories are of Tamatin, really?
Yes, because it was a house, because there was the Glen, and then there was Glen Kirk, and then there was Cottage of Three, and they were all the same. But they were known as the villas. but there was a bit added on for Mum, a drawing room and a bedroom and bathroom above, because it was just a bit cramped if she wanted to have visitors and things.
Yes.
But
the farm was called Free Farm, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yes. And we used to walk along with canned, get milk. I was trying to remember, it was Nobles, I think, were Free Farm. Because I remember going along to see the lambs and picking them up and squeezing them and then going home my coat in an awful state.
The distillery must have been quite small in those days.
Yes, there were only four distillery houses above the burn. And I was trying to remember the name. There were Thanes and McDonald's and Galls. And I can't remember the other ones. And then there were the larger houses, the management, the Farkas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Philpotts.
Oh, yes.
Because Mrs. Philpott and Mrs. Moore were sisters, I think.
And Latham was the...
Latham.
The excitement.
Yes, the excitement. And then, because there used to be the dark grains, well, what we call the splittering cart, which was the burnt ale. It was horse and cart went up the hill and sprinkled it, because it's wonderful for nourishing the ground, but too much of it burns it. And there were great sort of pools with brown.
So that they used the waste from the distillery as fertiliser?
Yes, yes, yes. It was always known as the splittering cart. But they had fields up behind the distillery, and also in the field below for our houses were. And it was, but of course, there weren't nearly so many stills. It wasn't such a big distillery then. But
do you remember the little engine?
Oh yes, the buggy.
Yes.
Yes. Trying to judge it and hitch a little ride. It was like a Thomas the Tank Engine, and it used to take the barrels and things to the station, to the sidings for going whatever direction. Yes.
So there was an actual rail laid for this railway?
Yes. Huh? Yes.
Yes. And that's all gone now?
Oh, God, yes. I don't know when it went. I think.
No. Perhaps it's still there somewhere. I don't know.
It might be, because there was a bit of a raised embankment, because there was a bog on the other side, and it had the most beautiful cotton grass. It was an absolute sea of white. It was lovely. And I remember hearing that in days gone by, they used to pick the cotton grass and use it for stuffing mattresses and pillows and things, if you hadn't got enough feathers from your poultry.